Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends, the Shir Shabbat Shabbat Shalom Rosh Yuchyu, Nishmas Moses Yester Bash Rosh, Chavis Yom Rosh Alat Lachan, Rosh Yuchyu Yosev, and Chay Chay Feg Bas Mikhali Dispasya, Yi Gemorim Bava Kamin, and Daf Mem Amin Aleph, says as follows, Tanah Amin Amin Mishnah Erchin, Chay Be Erchin, those who are Mishchayv Benidya Erchin, they took upon themselves to pay a certain amount, Mashkin also, the treasures of Hekdesh, grab from their nechassim as a mashkin until they pay up what they're obligated to pay. The chayv chatos v'sham, so it's chayv korban chatos v'sham, ein m'mashkin emaisam. You don't take a mashkin from them. And the reason is because these korbanos are needed for kapara, so we're not choishish that the person's going to procrastinate. So the question is, chayv koifrin. If somebody's chayv tashlum koifer, what's the din? Are the yorshe hanerag, in other words, someone's shore killed someone else, and the baal shore has to pay koifer? So are they allowed to be mamashkin? The yorshe hanerag are allowed to be mamashkin the baal shore. And one, I came with the kaparo, since it's a kaparo, kachas vashem dam, it's like kachas vashem. So mechmer chamer yilave, it's chamer beinav, and therefore yesh l'smoch sheyesh alam esakoyf loy v'mashkuni v'latzach l'mashkina. Or dilma kiem de lachaver yidubay misvilei shins kimikamat shel chavero, who shetzarich latet et tashlum, harezek tashlum mamon. Since he has to pay to his friend, it's mamon. It's not l'gavoa. It's not considered the hekdesh. Lo chamer elai, it's not so chamer beinav, and he's going to be misrashil by mashkin. We have to be mashkin minami. Another reason, kevin to lo chotam amonu yudazik, since he didn't sin, it's his mom that killed his shore. Lo chamer milsilave by mashkin. It's not so chamer for me. We have to be mashkin him. Amar le the sefer rabachav or nachman answer rabachav yankif. Shivkon istago kamei sanachli kvan istagati v'nelati v'sheilari shona she'en li male ashiv. Stomeret, there was another question that was asked earlier in the Gemara. Shor shel shnei shutfin, how do you pay koifer? And he says, I don't have an answer to that. I don't have an answer to this either. That's the Lashon HaGemara Kedosha. B'siyata d'shmaya, that we were zocha to learn. B'chamban, and the pasukim koifer yushas alav and over pinyan pinyan afsa kol she yushas alav writes be'eb abavur yosei koifer kapara kinyan akarbonas v'mo'ein o'chafitz bo'ein machwich mo'isei lava lebezin l'chai v'obakach v'afim l'chivu and mashkin osa abavur zeh amarim. What's the im koifer yushas alav? If, meaning only if he wants to pay, because if he doesn't want to, you don't force him to come to bezin to be mechayivim, and even if you're mechayivim, you're not mamashkin him. So it's the Ramban Makis Beis Amud Aleph. Zayin Edim Zom Misham Koifer Mishum the Kufra Kapara. Bahani La B'nei Kapara Ninu. The Ramban explains, since Kufra Kapara, since the Koifer is a Kapara, and the Yekar Chiv is B'dei Shamayim, who with the Loya of Kufra, Ein Edus Kan Ela Shamayim Shem Tzichem Leidus. So they don't have to pay the Edim Zomimim or mechayiv somebody to pay koifer, don't have to pay, because they're not b'nei kapara. Because the chiyuv is b'dei shemayim, not b'dei beis din. Explains the Ritva, according to Manor Kufa Kapara, you can't talk about hazam, because their edus was to be mechayiv in misa b'dei shemayim. And misa b'dei shemayim, their edus is a mechayiv, because it's up to God. So mela, if they're found to be zayman, they don't have to pay the kapara, the koifer, because they try to be mechayiv in misa b'dei shemayim, not the koifer. Because it's not, that's God's job. And the koifer, they didn't try to be mechayim. The koifer, they weren't mechayim. Only the misa b'dei shemayim. The koifer is to get out of it, but really they were mechayim misa b'dei shemayim. So the middle, they're not considered edim zayim. Ad kan divrei haritva. In chaschinuch, in the koyim mincha and aleph. Stamei on the Ramban. The Ramban writes that b'koifer ain mashkinim. So it says ve'im koifer im koifer yishas olam. What do you mean im? Because there's no mashkin. It's not forced. It's if. But I understand. Says the Minchas Chinuch. This is a shaila in the Gemara. The Ramban says no chiyuv at all. Shikvar is a shaila if you're mashkin. According to one side, we say it's chayv ain mashkinim. According to the Ramban, there's no chiyuv at all. The Ramban is poshet that we're not memashkin, there's not even a chiyuv. It's up to him. So how can the Ramban go against the Gemara? Gemara says that there's a tzad that there's a chiyuv mashkin and there's certainly a chiyuv koifer. And the Ramban says no, the whole thing is an option. So he blives with the tzarechi and godel. The klichemda, he has a lot of kashas in the Ramban. Gvaldik and mahalach and the klichemda and pashas mishpatim. And we actually had a shir on that, so you could hear that, Baruch Hashem. It was recorded. But now we're going to go in the Mahalach of Moreinu V'Rabbeinu, Rav Moshe Gishtetner. I saw this Lashon Ramban, so I put in a search in the Yetzer HaChokhma program, and I came up with a lot of Svarim that talk about this Ramban. But what am I supposed to do? That the Torah of Moreinu V'Rabbeinu Rav Moshe is so choviv alai. That's the derech I'm going. Luni es daiti, says Moreinu V'Rabbeinu Zatzal, that the Ramban holds that Be'emes there's no chiyuv of Tashlumei Koifer, because the Iker Oynish is Misa B'Dei Shemayim, like the Ritva writes. And that there weren't Mechayivim anyway. Just if he wants to become Potter, Misa B'Dei Shemayim, he can come to Beis Din and they're going to give him the chiyuv Mamon. And they're going to assess the Dmei Mazik or Dmei Nizik. We see Machlekes in the Gemara, whose value he's paying. And then he's going to be Mischayiv Tashlumei, and since the Beis Din gives him this Tashlumei Koifer. But if he doesn't want to come to Beis Din, he doesn't want the Chiyuv Tashlum, and Vadai, we don't force him to come to Beis Din, because this is totally Nizaratzim. The Cheskuni in Parashas Mishpatim explains Loshen, Im Koifer Yushas Olav, Kolomer, Im Ha-Yorshim Roitzim Likach Koifer Me'arigas Aviyah. Oz Rashoim Beis Din Losum Olav Koifer, Hoyl Va-Yorshim Misratzim Bedovo Me'achar Shelo Harbo B'Yadayim. What does it mean in Koifer Yushas Olav? The Yorshim want to take koifer for the killing of their father, then the Beis Din is allowed to place upon him the koifer, since the Yorshim want it, since he didn't actually kill the person. And what the Chizkuni means is that even though Gabe Rotzeach Begufo, it says in Parashas Maaseh, V'loy sikhu koifer l'nefesh Rotzeach asher urash alamus kimos yumas. That's only, you don't take koifer for a mamash Rotzeach, but if it's sure it was Rotzeach, then you can take koifer if the Yorshim are agreeable to that. The Ramban didn't write that the Yorshim have to be agreeable. He holds that he himself has to be Misratza to give the koifer, and then he's going to be Potter Mitzvah B'Dei Shemayim. But if he himself doesn't want to become Potter Mimam B'Dei Shemayim, he doesn't want to pay the Mammon. He doesn't want to be Potter Mitzvah B'Dei Shemayim, he doesn't want to pay the Mammon. So Beis Din is not Mechayiv him. Now that we have a Shaila in the Gemara, Mechayiv a koifer Mamashkinim also. This means after he comes to Beis Din to be Mechayiv Koifer, the Beis Din assesses the price that he has to pay, the Dmei Mazik, Dmei Nizik, and then he's going to have to pay. That's the Shaila Im Mashkinim. After Beis Din already assessed the Chiyuv Tashlum, and there's a Shaila if we force it. But the Ramban is talking about before he gets to Beis Din. Before he gets to Beis Din, he doesn't have to come in the first place. Only if he comes, then we assess it, and it's a Shaila if you're Im Mashkin. That's like the Gemara in Gittin, and Daf Chai Amar Aleph. Oynes Knas Upitu Iviksuvas Ishes Zakum Bemilve Mashmitin, Mishamtin. Imasen is Kafim Bemilve. Mishas Hamad Bedin. So the moment they become a debt, ones, payment for the ones, Knas. Pitui, ksubas isha, raping girl, seducing girl, paying the ksuba of a woman. So this shmita cancels it after it becomes a debt, and that's after hamad b'din. So you see, mishas hamad b'din, it's like a milveh. So a koifer becomes a milveh after the Beis Din assess the value. Now the Minchas Chinuch asks the Kasha, How's it different than chayav achatos? Even though you're not mamashkin, there's still a chiyuv. And here, there's no chiyuv. What's the difference? The answer is a big difference. Because the bringing achatos is a mitzvah to somebody who is chayte b'shoigig. You know, there's not an option here. You have to do it. You're just not mamashkin. Because it's a kapara, and the person's not going to wait with his karma. He's not going to procrastinate. In fact, the Ramban says in the Melchamas that after three regalim, you're mamashkin even chatos and hashamas. And you're also kaifa b'mili v'shoiti. Words with a whip, you force the person after three regalim. It says v'asisa, makanos ha'chetetzei nafsha. Brought in the Mishnah Lamelech, yedal ma'isik ha'b'nitzvach yitzayin. That's all v'chatos v'asham. He's a chayva to bring them, it's not totally b'rutzoyin, I'm shaking kaifer. There's no chiyuv koifer. The sharash chiyuv is misvidei shemaim. There's just a way to get out of it. And if you didn't come to the base, then there's no chiyuv. So the shaila is once Bezin gives it to him, is it a chiyuv or your mamashkin? But before him, it's not a chiyuv. Shaking chatos and hashem is your mamashkin because that's a chiyuv. I mean, you would be mamashkin, you're not because he's not going to wait with that. But that's a chatos and Hashem is our chiyuv. You have no choice there. But here you have a choice, because the person has a chiyuv misa b'dei shamayim, and he has a choice if he wants to get out of it by paying the koifer. And with them, in zeh, afshon lavin, gam, ma shekatav haramban, in Makkos, Beis Amud Beis, there's no kasha zomim but koifer, since the ikar this is a shemayim. But since Beis is not mechayiv in the koifer at all, till he wants to pay it, so the eidim that came to be mechayiv koifer can't be mechayiv in mammon. They're not coming to be mechayiv mammon, because even if it's short killed, he still has the option. So this is beautiful with the Ramban and Makkos, that even after Beis Amud is mechayiv, even after he's short killed, Bezin still has a mechayvim, he still has the option. And therefore, there's no kasher zama, because the Edom didn't make him pay anything. All the Edom do is they said he was chayv misvei shemayim, which is up to God anyway. And the payment is up to the person, you know, he can pay it or not pay it. So the Ramban writes that there's no kasher zama because the ikar edus is bidei shemayim. So as for Rabbi Zalman, in the Zakos and the Ramban, we still have a kasha on that side of the shaila that mamashkin is a koifer. You see that it is a chiyuv. The answer is no. It's only a chiyuv after he goes to Beis Din. If he doesn't want to pay the koifer, then their edus is not effective at all. He doesn't have to come to Beis Din if he doesn't want it. This is stage one of our journey, and we still have a lot more to talk about. So stay tuned and b'lina der, anachnu namshich. Bezrat Hashem. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom. B'lina der, we'll be so happy to continue.